You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Shira Eli, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTR Radio.
And to my senior year, we ended up with the starting five that we had. And Marion Jones was a freshman point guard, and it was an extremely difficult role for her to play because your point guard is usually your floor general. So they usually have to call the huddles on the court and call the plays on the court, be very vocal and direct everyone. And we have some dominant personalities. I'm a leader. Charlotte Smith is a leader. Tanya Sampson is a leader in her own right. She wasn't a captain, but a very headstrong personality. And so Marion had the charge of leading these leaders, you know, and here she was a freshman. And so her and I built a very good relationship at that time because I was a senior and a captain, and so I kind of gave her the green light to lead us and kind of empowered her in the huddles. Whatever she said, I would say, no, listen, she called this play, we got to do it, you know. And so it was a transition for her. She could run faster than she could dribble. So she really had to work on her ball handling and speed dribbling so that her ball handling could match her speed. But she brought a winning championship mentality to our team because prior to that, we were used to losing. We would go to the ACC tournament, and we already had our end-of-the-season party planned because we knew we would go there, play one game, and come right back, and our party was planned on the next day. And so when Marion came, that changed. And I'll never forget, it was right before we played in the ACC championship game. It was against Virginia. Our only two losses of that season was to Virginia. As national champions, our record was 33-2. Those two losses came from Virginia in the regular season. So here we are head-to-head with them in the ACC championship game. Coach Hatchell, you know, gives the pregame pep talk of her life. And then, you know, we're all fired up, ready to charge out the locker room, and Marion's sitting on the bench crying in the locker room. So I go to her, and I'm like, Marion, what's wrong? Are you sick? Like, oh, no, you can't be sick, not today, you know. And she's like, no, I'm not sick. I said, what's wrong? She said, I just want to win. And a tear is, like, falling down her face. And, you know, I didn't know what to say, you know. Like, she wants to win so much, it's hurting her. Like, it's hurting her. And so Charlotte Smith comes in, and she's like, what's wrong? What's wrong with her? I was like, she just want to win. And we all just kind of sat there for a minute and took in the moment. You know, we had never experienced somebody who wanted to win that much. And so we all just kind of hugged each other, and we said, no, we're not supposed to be crying. We got the ACC tournament coming on. So we all wiped our eyes, started laughing. We ran out on the court, and we played that night in a zone. I've never experienced this. I've been in a zone myself. You know, I've had games where, you know, I just would have 25 points and everything went right for me. But this game, we had five players in a zone on the court. If someone was subbed out and another player came on the court, that player was in the zone. But everybody that was on the court, we were throwing up off-balance shots, they went in. And so we ended up beating Virginia, and we won the first ever ACC championship for North Carolina. And that was an incredible experience, but that was sparked from a freshman point guard by the name of Marion Jones. And so, you know, she brought a winning mentality to our team.
Do you think that after not having played competitively for as long as it's been, she can match up and develop those skills again play with the current WNBA-type players?
Easily. I have been actually trying to talk Marion into this for the past, I would say, 6 years. I retired, and then my plan was to come out of retirement and play for Phoenix Mercury, who was coached at that time by Paul Westhead, because I was starting my career as a head coach at Ohio University, and I wanted to teach an up-tempo style. But I wanted to be a part of Paul Westhead's team so that I would know how your body feels mid-season, when you hit a brick wall for that style of play. So I was going to come out of retirement and play for Phoenix Mercury. And at that time, Phoenix had the rights of Marion Jones because they had drafted her prior to that. In case she ever tried to come to the WNBA, they would own her rights. So I called her up and I said, Marion, I'm coming out of retirement. and I'm going to the Phoenix Mercury. I want you to come with me. And she said, Sylvia, I haven't played basketball in years. I'm so rusty. I said, Marion, it doesn't matter. You weren't a jump shooter anyways. You just got to work on your ball handling. You shot layups. Nobody could catch you. Charlotte Smith and I would get the rebound, throw it as long as we could. She'd chase it down and lay it in. What do you have to, like, you're still going to be faster than everybody in the WNBA. You can do that without training. She's like, well, I'm rusty. I just really have to, you know, work out. So, I mean, I still feel the same way. I think it would be very easy for her to make the transition. Now, she'll be rusty at some things in terms of decision-making. I'm not sure if she'll play the point guard. She wasn't a true point guard. We groomed her at North Carolina to be a point guard. So it will be interesting to see what position they play her at. And if she's not at the point guard spot, if she's more of a, you know, three-player small forward, she'll have to make the adjustment to kind of play on the wing and learn how to score from the side as opposed to the top of the key. But for the most part, she's not going to shoot a bunch of jump shots. That's not her game. You know, her biggest challenge when she played was that she outran the ball. She could run faster than she could dribble until we taught her how to speed dribble. And so ball handling is something that she would have to work on. She's been training in San Antonio with goggles on. So, you know, I'm sure her ball handling will be up to par. And, you know, a layup is a layup. You know, it's mental. You just finish the layup. So I think she'll be fine. And I think, you know, Tulsa is going to run an up-tempo style from what I understand. So I think that would be perfect. I mean, I think the two teams that she could be most effective on would be the Phoenix Mercury or Tulsa. And she's going to Tulsa. So I think she'll be fine.